Typhoon Babinka, the strongest storm to hit Shanghai in 75 years, is hitting the financial hub, bringing it to a near standstill and causing extensive damage. Flights departing from the city's two airports after 8 p.m. Sunday were canceled. Major attractions like Disneyland were closed, and some high-speed train lines were temporarily suspended. The storm toppled trees and billboards, with winds of about 94 miles per hour near the storm's center. Videos on social media showed buildings with cladding ripped off and power poles uprooted. The Shanghai Meteorological Observatory said some areas of the city saw nearly 3 inches of rain in an hour on Monday morning. State media reported that 414,000 people had been evacuated from Shanghai. Meanwhile, in the nearby city of Zhoushan, restaurants, supermarkets, and shops closed early in the day, and public transport services were halted. Shanghai is rarely directly affected by typhoons, which usually strike further south. Officials expect the storm to weaken by tonight and move west. But the timing of the storm, during China's 3-day mid-autumn festival holiday, could disrupt consumer spending that the country desperately needs as its economy slows. People posted on social media about being stuck in hotels. Parades scheduled for the tourism festival on Sunday and Monday were canceled.
Ooh.
The city's news agency said the storm caused significant damage across the city, toppling more than 1,800 trees and leaving 30,000 households without power. The city of Suzhou, in Jiangsu province, said it had suspended all food delivery services. Another city, Nanjing, has halted all large-scale events and outdoor construction, and ordered boats off the Yangtze River. The disruptions add to China's already extensive weather challenges this year. Some regions have been battling back-to-back droughts and floods, and the country also recorded its hottest July since at least 1961. Even as Babinka hovered over Shanghai, the city's meteorological bureau warned that another storm appeared to be brewing where Babinka began and could hit Shanghai and surrounding areas later this week. Another typhoon, Yagi, killed at least 4 people and injured 95 as it passed over the southern Chinese island of Hainan this month, according to the National Weather Agency. Babinka also passed through Japan and the central and southern Philippines, where falling trees killed 6 people. Please like, share, and subscribe to our channel to get the latest weather updates every day. Don't forget to turn on the notification bell so you don't miss any of our videos. Have a nice day and be prepared for any weather conditions. See you in the next news.
In fact, Super Typhoon Yagi struck the southern island province of Hainan just last week, causing severe